Okay. So this is a review of some changes being made to the new CMS, which is basically the back end of the Franet.com website. So how this affects you is with your microsite. So either you are managing your microsite or you have an assistant managing your microsite, whatever the case, there's going to be just a slight difference in how you take care of adding events, even updating your photo, making changes to your bio. So I'm just going to give you an overview today of what it's going to look like. Currently, it's still in the demo site, so if you're looking at the URL or something and you notice it looks a little funny, it's because it's currently the demo. We wanted to show you before it was released live, which will happen, I believe, next week, either Thursday or Friday. So let me share my screen so you can start to see what it'll be. Okay. So I also wanted to point out that a lot of what I'm going to go through today is also in this PDF form. So I will be setting this along with the recording of this overview, so you'll have kind of another thing to walk you through step by step some different things that are common as far as microsite management. So what I have pulled up now is I just picked a random person. I picked Bob, so we're going to look at Bob, but Bob is going to look like everybody else's. So imagine your name up here. And a couple different things open right now. To log in, so it's going to look like this, and everyone is going to have the first initial and then their last name. And then currently it's just Franet2016 right now. Everybody has the same password. So if you want to keep it that way, that's completely fine. There's no reason to change it unless you just want to. So if you happen to change it, please send me your password so then I can update your single sign-on link in FranConnect so that you can get to this back end easily and there's no errors or anything like that. So if you do change it, just let me know and I'll make sure everything else still works for you so you can easily access this through your single sign-on link. So when you first log in, it looks like this. So when you want to manage your microsite, it's going to be this instead of this, which is what it was before. You would go to content, and you would go to edit, and you would edit your microsite, you'd edit your events. That's what it was originally. It's going from this to this. So a couple things. I'm just going to have his microsite side by side so you can kind of see what will be changed. And I'm just going to kind of go through these tabs here on the left. Right now it's on the dashboard, so it just kind of start you off with this kind of blank and pick on whatever one you want. And so I'm just going to click on navigation and go down. Okay. So as you can see, he has home, local events, webinars, and blog as these tabs up here. Home, local events, webinars, blog. So you can see each of the tabs listed here under navigation. I clicked summary, the only option there. Gave me this. You are able to say you have created a new tab and you don't like where it is. Maybe you want it to say home, webinars, local events. You just want the order to be different. You're able to set display order and simply drag and move these different things around. So that's one way to kind of clean that up if you want it to be different. Sub-navigation is if you have, say, several things that you want to include in one of these tabs. Maybe it's your local personal website and you want to include your own personal blog or a link to something else and it has like a drop-down menu. That's what the sub-navigation means. So if you hover over this, it would have drop-downs. You can definitely use that. I'm not sure if there's a huge need for that, but it's there now. It's a functionality. So if you ever do have a lot of things that you want to add in there, and you kind of want it to be sub-navigation under a main tab like this, then you're able to just display those the way you want it to look as well. And this is where you would drag and drop the sub-navigation. And this is also where you would add the sub-navigation. So let's say you have a tab you want to get in there. So all I did was, and every time you exit out of something or click on anything, it's going to refresh the page, so just kind of be patient with that. But if you wanted to add in your personal website or something like that, you could click Add New down here at the bottom, and you would just add the name of the title Friendly URL, basically just whatever the title is with a couple dashes in it, so there's no space. It would tell you if it's valid or not. A display order, so home would be number one. So you would add it in based on wherever you want it to be in the display. And then always make sure the status is active so that when you save or submit here, it will automatically start in your microsite. It'll pull up here. That's going to refresh. So let's say you want to make some changes. You can always go back in and edit the title. See how this is just events as the friendly URL. So it'll be franet.com/events. And assign content, it's an event. So this is also another snapshot of the what's included. And then the display order and if it's active or not. So if you ever need to go in there and make some minor tweaks or anything like that, then you can go in there and edit those fields. So that's pretty straightforward as far as the navigation side of it. Again, you can display the order. You can manage the sub-navigation. So you can add in those little drop-down menus if you want here and then organize those however you wish. And that's really to add some more tabs and stuff. Now, before I go into any of these other ones, I want to make sure you all know how to change your password. So earlier I said if you do change it, just let me know. Well, here's how you change it. So if you scroll over here with your mouse to the very right-hand corner, you'll see your name. And your name, of course, has a drop-down menu. And when you click My Profile from your drop-down menu, it brings you to this overview. So you're able to actually upload a new headshot if you would like by choosing the file here. You're able to change the password by clicking Edit Account, which is the next tab over, and change the password here. You're able to update your email, phone. So if any of this contact information changes, not only make sure that you update your email signatures, update the address book, let us know, but also make sure your microsite is updated as well as far as any changes made to your phone, address, email, stuff like that. And this is where you would save it in the edit account part. So again, I went to the menu drop down here and went to, it started at overview, went to edit account. That's how you would change it. All these other ones are just other things that you can add in there, but mainly just pay attention to these two for now. Just make sure that that's the information that you need. But moving right along. So now I clicked on content. It gives me two options, summary and then news/press release. I'm going to click on summary first. Brings me the same three things here. So what I want to do is let's say I'm looking through here and, I'm like, I don't like this anymore. I want to change this part. This is where you would go to edit that. So you would find kind of like the header there. So see how that's the header of this kind of section. So find that, click on edit in select options on this drop-down menu. And this is where you would go to make those changes. So if you're ever like, I really wish I could change this title. I don't really like that word. I found a typo, anything like that. Then you're able to update that. And you're also able to add in friendly SEO title, friendly SEO description. Basically, as you can see on the sheet that you'll get, the SEO title is one that shows in the browser tab, and the description is basically a very short description of what that page is about. So when you are creating or editing or anything like that, I would definitely try to include these two fields and also keywords. Also make sure that it's at active, and if it expires or anything like that, that you put something in there too. It will refresh. Same thing with the other things here. You're able to edit content for, now the blog is still going to be a click away to the franet.com blog. So you don't have to worry about the blog really. It's still gonna go to the one that we manage here. So mostly just make sure that your local events are updated and that all the other information here is correct. So news press release, it's just another way to add content to your microsite. So Right now there's nothing in there, but if you did want to add some of that in there, then you would be able to click Add New. Again, this pop-up's pretty much the same. You're able to add in specific things pertaining to that press release or news story, and you're able to embed video if you want to, right like this. So if you have something on YouTube, you want to share it here, anything like that, and it gives you all the rest of these fields as well. So you would just fill all that out. If there's any questions about the fields, usually the PDF will take care of it, but if not, you can email me. But keep everything else pretty much the same, and it would save in there. So the next thing in line is media. So basically, the media is if you want to add in a YouTube video, or if you want to add in an audio clip, or something like that. You're able to add it in just from simply uploading it from your computer. The current file size limit for this is around 3 megabytes. So if you have something that's bigger, you would want to use the server, and that's where you would have to send a server setup request. But if you do want to add in bigger media that's for some reason it's not getting through, if it just gives you an error message, file size too big, or anything like that, then set up the server or let one of us know. But that's pretty much the same. Once you have it all set up, good to go, you would just, again, click Add New. The folder is default. And then you would just click whether it's from your own computer or whether it's from the server. And then give it a title. That's pretty much it. Again, don't worry about the blog. You can click on it, and it looks like you can add new blog entries and things like that. But from what I gathered from the tech team, they said that the blog navigation link will link to the blog section within the main site. So, again, just going to be the Franet.com blog there. Events. So this is a big deal. Events and then adding the bio, making sure that's right. So event type, webinar, seminar. So let's say you have a bunch of local seminars coming up. What you would do is click on event type. That would bring you to all the seminars listed. If you click on webinar, that would bring you all the webinars listed. And what you would do here is click Add New, just like similar to the other ones. Make sure this is what you want it. Add all this other stuff in. Event date, event time, duration. If it's a seminar, it adds in the location. And there were some questions when I went over this with the office support that what if we want to add in multiple events, or I'm sorry, the same event to multiple microsites. So let's say that you have something like that. That's actually a functionality that's going to be coded in there as well. Also cloning events. So let's say you create an event. It's very similar to another one you have coming up. That functionality was in the previous microsite management, and they're going to look into making sure that that's also something available for this one, since there are many things that you could clone and just kind of use and retweak different things, so it doesn't take too much time to keep recreating new events over and over again. So they are going to be looking into that. And then another question that I had is when you click on the events, usually, and I'm not sure I'm going to see any when I click on this, probably not. See if it loads. Yeah. Well, like imagine if there's an event here. Like let's click on webinars so you can kind of get a better picture of it. So it's going to show up like this when you add in your events. And then when you click on the link, it will still bring you to this page that gives you the information that you fill in. And then it will give you a link to the external places like Eventbrite or whatever else you use. So you would fill this in. Add in whatever photos you would like, links, whatever. Registration type, external. So if you do have an Eventbrite or a different page where they're registering, then you would put that in here, ReadyTalk even. And make sure everything that has this asterisk is filled out. Again, the friendly URL. Just make sure it's similar to the title. And then make sure that it's active and you're able to submit a new event. And it will refresh, and they will all pile up here. If you have an event, usually in the old site, you had to go and make sure that you set the date for it to expire. In this new system, events with dates less than the current event or the current date will be automatically hidden, so you don't have to worry about setting an expiration date. So that is a little different from the other site, but again, this is pretty straightforward again. When you click on some of the buttons down here, you're able to maybe add an About Us section. Let that refresh. Registration summary kind of gives you a little snapshot. But again, pretty straightforward on clicking a bunch of different Add News, pretty much making sure they're all in there. Reports, it says lead flow. You're still going to get these reports at Brand Connect. This isn't it's not going to replace anything where you're getting your reports currently. It's just a kind of another place to get an idea of what's going on. But if you click this, it'll pop up this little date range, stuff like that. But again, wherever you're getting the information now, it's going to stay and remain the same. So this is just kind of like another place for this to be. But I'm going to go ahead and unmute the lines just so everybody can kind of chime in some questions. I'm going to have to stop sharing my screen for a second to do that. Let's see.
The conference has been unmuted.
Okay, so let me just take a moment. Does anybody have any questions on what we've seen so far? I know I went through it kind of fast, but it's pretty straightforward as far as the navigation on the side, just kind of adding and making sure that you keep everything filled in and set to active or inactive. So if you want to get rid of something or you don't want anything to be visible, that's when inactive would come into play. There's only a couple things that you actually have the option of deleting. Most of them is just setting it to inactive. But is there anything that you guys have seen or you have questions about or concerns about so far? All right. I bet. Okay, so what we'll do is when this is released, again, the password, and I'll just make sure everybody knows, it's your first initial, last name, Franet2016. Again, if you do decide to change this, please just let me know so I can make sure everything is updated. And this will go live on the end of next week at some point, Thursday, Friday. And you won't notice any difference in like the franet.com site or the way your microsite looks. It's purely just the back end. It's just the CMS that's going to be different. So just kind of learning how to manage that, getting in there, clicking on different things, that will help with kind of understanding how it operates. And again, if you have any questions about functionality, let me know. And if it's a coding thing, if there's something that we need to add, if you're clicking through there and you're saying, oh, no, I missed this about the old one, I think we really need that, just let me know. And I can always communicate with the tech team, too, to see if there's something that we can do to make it work a little bit better. So, of course, let me know if there's something you miss that isn't in there. But other than that, if there's not any questions, one last call. Anything that anybody saw or would like to speak up about now? Okay. All right. Well, then I will send the PDF out. I will send the recording out, and the link will be live to you as well. We'll make sure that you get that too to log in. So, again, thanks so much for tuning into this one, and have a good rest of your day.